I beg you to listen to me patiently. That's how I want to open. It's a quote of Scripture. It's a quote of Paul. It's something that Paul has to say when he tells his story. Paul testifies to the Jewish nation as he stands before the Roman tribune, whose name we learn is Claudius Lysias. He's named in Acts chapter 23, verse 26. But in Acts chapter 22, you'll find Paul standing before the Jewish nation, and they are pretty angry with him. And he's got this Roman soldier standing next to him, and they can't kill Paul. They were trying to kill Paul till the guy walked up, and then they stopped because they don't want to get done for rioting. And so here's what Paul says in Acts chapter 22, starting at verse 1. He says, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And when they heard that he was addressing them in Hebrew, they became even more quiet. And he said, "I'm a Jew born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way." Jesus said, "I am the way." Jesus is the way, the living way. "I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women. As the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness, from them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to make those who were there, to take those also who were there, and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished." So there's Paul's history. He gives you the before in his testimony. So if you made a little bracket in your Bible, verse 1 to verse 5, before. And then look, you see Paul's, next you're going to see Paul's conversion experience. Paul describes an encounter with Jesus, conviction of sin, a prayerful response to a brother in Christ, inviting repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. Here comes Paul's conversion experience. Look at verse 6. "As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.' Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking with me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do.' And since I couldn't see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came to Damascus. And one, Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me. And standing by me, said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very hour, I received my sight and saw him. And he said, 'The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name.'" The conversion experience of Saul. We'll call him Paul. Before, and what happened that changed him. And now look at the life lived after conversion. It involves intimacy with God and witness to others about what God is saying. Before, a conversion experience. And the life live after, look at verse 17. "When I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance and saw him saying to me, 'Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly.'" Paul meditating, praying, having a vision, seeing God, saying to him instructions about what to do. Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me, says God, first person speaking to Paul. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in one synagogue after another, I imprisoned and beat those who believed you. And when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was being shed, I myself was standing by and approving and watching over the garments of those who killed him. And he, God, said to me, go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. I will send you far away to the Gentiles. And then you have people's reactions, don't you? Look at verse 22. Up to this word, they listened to him. And then they raised their voice and they said, away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. So that's it. That's Paul's testimony. Paul standing up in front of Claudius Lysias and in front of the Jewish nation. And it was okay while he was talking until he said the thing that they didn't want to hear. And then they're like, kill him, get him out of here. And that's Paul's experience frequently. Note the length of his testimony. How long did it take for us to go over Paul's testimony? You had a little commentary from the minister in between. But you figure if Paul raised his hand to speak and then spoke, was it 5 minutes? You know, he just, bam, this and that and that and that, and was done. Paul's testimony. And we have it in the book of Acts. And then people react, right? It took some time to say, though, didn't it? You needed to have a quiet crowd. It called for the cooperation of the authorities, where he was speaking in a public place, being with oversight from the government there. Paul's testimony is in a bit of a longer form there when you look at it in Acts chapter 22.